York-based composer Susan Kander has created a niche writing original operas for young adults, exploring themes from the Underground Railroad to girl bullies. Kander describes Lois Lowry's The Giver as the first book for many young people that truly talks up to them.
In fact, one of the reasons that I chose this book is that opera is at its best when it's talking about the gigantic issues, love and death. Nothing could be more appropriate as a choice for writing an opera, in my opinion.
The Giver tells the story of Jonas, who's born into a community where the goal is sameness. There's no conflict, no pain, and no color. 12 is a crucial age when each child is assigned a role. And Jonas is apprenticed to the Giver, who holds all the memories.
It was fascinating to go in and choose what I wanted to pursue, what I wanted to sort of blow up and look at more closely, things that lent themselves particularly to a musicalization. It was wonderful to work with her creation. That was just spectacular.
Author Lois Lowry says the story has been adapted for the stage, but not for opera until now. Lowry's written 40 books, and she says The Giver probably draws on the most sources, including childhood years spent in Japan after World War II. Her father was a career military officer. Lowry was 11 when her family moved from Pennsylvania, and she says she expected living overseas to be very different, but her parents chose an American-style house in a small, walled community.
I used to sneak out of the place we lived often and go by myself into the Tokyo that surrounded where I lived, and so I was attempting to experience something that was not the same, as I later described it in the book, The Giver.
At a Monday night rehearsal at the Lyrics Opera Center at 18th and Charlotte, the cast of more than 30, mostly children ages 7 to 18, and a few adult cast members sing as a Greek chorus. It's used as a framework to bring the audience into the story. Ninth grader Jake Workman plays the role of Jonas. He says he'd read The Giver in school and did a project focusing on Jonas in eighth grade.
The music by Susan Kander is really great, but it's definitely challenging. And also the character development. Jonas has never experienced color or love or any really emotion in the book and the show. So, and no one has in their community. So it's hard to portray that.
In this scene, Workman as Jonas throws an apple to his friends and stops when it glimmers and shows a bit of color, something that doesn't exist in their society.
Asher, does anything seem strange to you about the apple?
It jumps out of my hands and onto the ground.
The Lyric Opera of Kansas City's education program celebrates its 20th anniversary this year. And education director Paula Winans says when they commission a work, they consider title recognition and if it's well-loved. She says The Giver speaks directly to youth, but the issues are universal.
You know, we often ask ourselves in situations, even in present-day life, would I have the courage to stand up or would I go along with the group in something that's a very serious situation? And Jonas has the courage.
Winans says the education program has created its own community over the years of young people and their families. She describes it as a place where children can find acceptance, where they can shine, and also find courage. Laura Spencer, KCUR News.